what about this? Say, if I had been to church and you weren't able to go, and I was telling you about what the preacher said later on, and you wanted to know what he said, everything that he said, you probably asked me what?
What was his sermon?
Okay. Or say if I had been to a party and you weren't there and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know the people who were at the party, everybody that was there, you probably asked me.
Who was there?
Okay. Ever heard people say, what all did he say or who all was there?
Mm.
Pretty common.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who all was there, especially?
Who all was there. Right. Say, about how much flour nowadays comes in a sack about that size?
2 pounds. You can get a pound or 2 pounds.
But
generally, 2 pounds.
Okay.
Used to come loose. It doesn't come loose anymore.
Flour?
You can't go in and get a nickel or a dime to it. I don't think in any store, even a little country store.
Hmm.
Not that I know of.
What do you call this? This thick, sour milk that you keep around the kitchen?
Bible.
What do you make out of that?
Oh, they make grain biscuits. And you can make a great many people press it and get all the water out of it and make cheese, cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Cream cheese.
Is that the same thing as cottage cheese?
Well, it is, but I think the cottage cheese is processed a little bit longer. I'm not quite sure.
Is that right? Okay. Say, right after a farmer has milked his cows, what might he do to the milk to get a few of the impurities out?
Strain it is one thing.
Okay. Or say, if somebody has a real good appetite, you'd say he really likes to put away his...
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard anybody around here say vittles?
Yeah, but not in that terms. They might sometimes say, I'm going to get my vittles. But that's seldom used. You might jokingly, say that when you were leaving somebody, well, I'm going to get my vittles.
Right. Say if you had some company over for a meal and they were all standing around the table and you didn't want them to stay that way, you might say, well, go ahead and...
Deceive.
Okay. And if you didn't want them to wait until something was passed to them at the table, you'd say, go ahead.
Well, I'd say, go ahead and help yourself.
Yes,
ma'am. But ordinarily, they'd say, pass the chicken or the butter or something like that, please.
Right.
Now, I was in Canada, and I was stopping outside of Quebec in a French village. And the only people in the village was the priest, the pastor of the parish. And he had what they call a curate, or his assistant. Well, the priest there, the English teacher in the convent, the switchboard operator, and the doctor were the only people that spoke English. And when we go to the table, the housekeeper didn't speak English.
Mm.
Her brother lived with her, and she didn't speak English. And we go to the table at night, and I'd say, which was highly improper, but I'd say, will you pass the butter, please? And the curate would say, what? Butter? And he passed the butter. So he told